Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Now, this is a very glamorous location for a chat because I'm currently stood on stage in the King's Theatre at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate here with the Director of Creative Arts, Louise Woodward, here at Queen Ethelberger's. Thank you for inviting me here. This is a wonderful theatre. Just tell us a little bit about it. How many people does it sit? And what was the journey like to get here? Because it's fairly new, isn't it?
We've been up and running as a theatre now for about 4 years. And it's a lovely, lovely space. When the stage is not extended, it seats 310 people. So it's a good size. Now we've got the stage extended. We've just done a production of Phantom of the Opera and we extended the stage right out, so at current capacity it's now 260. We started off as a fairly small performing arts department here at Queen Ethelberger's, and with the introduction of the theatre, it's really enabled us to create highly professional work, but also more recently to bring in a good range of touring productions. So now we're in the process of establishing ourselves as a professional touring venue.
And the great thing about that is it becomes a resource for the community, doesn't it? Because if you're listening to this, you live close enough, basically, to come and enjoy a performance here. But the first thing I want to talk about, really, is what a fantastic opportunity it is to be in a theatre like this if you're a young person at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate.
Yes, it's a really amazing space. It's got all of the facilities that you could possibly want in a professional theatre. And I think because of that, because we get our students to perform and to work alongside professional companies in this space, it encourages them to up their game and it encourages them to act like professionals on the stage. So it's a fantastic resource for ourselves, for the students and for the local community. We're really trying to establish the tagline at the moment of a theatre on your doorstep. That's just exactly what we're aiming to be for the local community, is a theatre. We're sort of equidistant between York and Harrogate, so we're in a perfect location, and the kind of shows that are coming to us and that are touring and including us on their touring calendars are just fantastic. And so why wouldn't you want to come here and take part and see some professional theatre in this sort of really local rural setting?
Just tell us a little bit more about the kind of programme you can expect here.
Well, when I'm programming for the King's Theatre, I'm really looking at a diverse and broad range of events. I really want to appeal to all age ranges. So, for example, last year when I was programming for this year, I've tried to cover ages from, let's say, year one, so let's say a 5-year-old children, right up to 80 plus.
Just as we go off and have a little look around the theatre and look at some of these facilities, I just want to go over to some people, because we actually popped along to the performance Beyond the Barricades and we've spoken to some of the audience here to find out what they think about having a theatre like this on their doorstep.
I just think it's beautiful, amazing. The facilities are great, really great. I think the audience tonight has been really marvellous.
Absolutely 5-star. Yeah, fantastic.
Excellent.
Nicer than we expected. We'd no idea what to expect and we'd certainly come again.
We're backstage now here at the King's Theatre at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate, and it is exactly what you'd expect from a dressing room. The mirrors with the lights around them are here and everything. It's a lovely space to come. So perfect for those professionals who come for productions like Beyond the Barricades that we just heard about. But what an amazing experience for your students as well when they're in their productions.
Yes, completely. We really do try to provide a professional experience for our students, but also visiting practitioners who come and bring their shows to the King's Theatre. It is a fantastic resource. I mean, you mentioned that we're standing in the dressing rooms. Again, highly professional dressing rooms. But also the site itself, I mean, it's equidistant between York and Harrogate, so it's really well located, easy to get to. We've got good parking, easy to park, free to park, and not like your average theatre when you're trying to drive around the city centre looking for a parking spot. Also, the seats in the house, every single seat is a perfect seat, so you've got perfect unrestricted viewing from every seat, and they're comfy. So ticket prices are fair. In some respects, they're ridiculous. Ridiculously cheap, in my opinion. You can get to see some shows which are touring the UK at the moment for a fraction of the price.
So it's great to know for people in the local community who maybe might have felt priced out, or maybe that those shows weren't for them because of the difficulties of getting there or the ticket prices, that it's right here on their doorstep and it's an easy thing. So it must be wonderful for someone in your position to be able to do the outreach into the community using something, theatre, that is so important to you.
It is, yes. I mean, theatre is such an accessible medium, and I guess we've got the luxury because we have this wonderful space to really reach out to people in the local community, whether that be people just living in the local villages, people living in York, Harrogate, students in local primary schools, high schools, and we provide every opportunity for them to get involved, whether that be in an outreach practical workshop that's linked to one of our in-house productions. I mentioned Phantom of the Opera earlier. With every show that we do, we always do a special skills-based workshop for local primary schools, and then they come and watch our matinee performance, which we did with Phantom. But then in terms of other outreach, so with the David Bowie performance from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads, offering local students from York University, from local high schools in the area, offering them cut price tickets, tickets at rock bottom prices, so that they can come and they can experience these shows, which otherwise they might not have had access to.
I know that you've got lots of productions on. I know that there are things, if your theatre and plays aren't your bag, musicals aren't your bag, there's music performances as well, isn't there? There's a choir festival and a piano festival, I think, programmed.
That's right. In the summer term, we've got a large choir festival, which involves several community choirs from the local villages. It also involves all of our school choirs and then a series of primary school choirs from the local area. This year, we're going one step further and we're doing a piano festival on Saturday in May. Again, we're hoping to, it's still in the early stages of planning, but again, it's something that we want to invite the local community to experience and get involved with. So it's about bringing students in, the local community in, and working with them using our team, using our students and our facilities.
And you mentioned your students there. We should point out that actually your students help to staff the theatre as well. So they do some of the front of house here, don't they?
They do. Yes, we have a fantastic King's Theatre front of house team. And again, they've been established for the last 2 years now. They've got uniforms and everything, which they love. But they really take great pride in the theatre. And it's not just something that's managed by myself. It's a theatre, it's a resource that our students take ownership of, and I think by giving them the opportunity to welcome people, to take tickets at the door, to take people to the bar in the interval, it's really important, and it sets us apart, I truly believe, from other theatres. Yes, we're a theatre on the site of a school, but actually we are a theatre within its own right, and we have the staff and team behind it to prove that.
What an opportunity, what a great thing to put on their CVs. Now, you mentioned so many different things that are probably quite a lot for people to take in. But if you want to find out more about the King's Theatre, it has its very own website, doesn't it?
It does indeed, yes. If you go to kingstheatreqe.org, you can see information about all of our upcoming shows and you can buy tickets online as well. You can also email boxoffice@qe.org if you've got any further questions. Or you can call the school and they will put you through to myself, Louise Woodward, and I'd be happy to talk you through or even take you on a tour of the theatre if you so wish.
Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.